Meg twisted her pencil so hard that it broke. She laughed. I'm sorry, I'm really not being destructive. I'm just trying to get things straight.
I know.
But Charles Wallace doesn't look different from anybody else.
No, Meg.
But people are more than just the way they look. Charles Wallace's difference isn't physical, it's in essence. Meg sighed heavily, took off her glasses and twirled them, put them back on again. Well, I know Charles Wallace is different, and I know he's something more. I guess I'll just have to accept it without understanding it. Mrs. Murray smiled at her. Maybe that's really the point I was trying to put across.
Yeah,
Meg said dubiously. Her mother smiled again. Maybe that's why our visitor last night didn't surprise me. Maybe that's why I'm able to have a willing suspension of disbelief because of Charles Wallace.
Are you like Charles? Meg asked.
I, heavens no. I'm blessed with more brains and opportunities than many people, but there's nothing about me that breaks out of the ordinary mold.
Your looks do, Meg said.
Mrs. Murray laughed. You just haven't had enough basis for comparison, Meg. I'm very ordinary, really. Calvin O'Keefe coming in then said, ha, ha.
Charles all settled, Mrs. Murray asked.
Yes.
What did you read to him?
Genesis, his choice.
By the way, what kind of an experiment were you working on this afternoon, Mrs. Murray?
Oh, something my husband and I were cooking up together. I don't want to be too far behind him when he gets back.
Mother, Meg pursued, Charles says I'm not one thing or the other, not flesh nor fowl nor good red herring.
Oh, for crying out loud, Calvin said, you're Meg, aren't you? Come on and let's go for a walk.
But Meg was still not satisfied.
And what do you make of Calvin? She demanded of her mother. Mrs. Murray laughed. I don't want to make anything of Calvin. I like him very much, and I'm delighted he's found his way here.
Mother, you were going to tell me about a tesseract.
Yes. A troubled look came into Mrs. Murray's eyes.
But not now, Meg. Not now.
Go on out for that walk with Calvin. I'm going up to kiss Charles, and then I have to see that the twins get to bed.
Outdoors, the grass was wet with dew. The moon was halfway up and dimmed the stars for a great arc.
Calvin reached out and took Meg's hand with a gesture as simple and friendly as Charles Wallace's.
Were you upsetting your mother? He asked gently.
I don't think I was.
But she's upset.
What about?
Father.